The list is put together by the staff of Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, based on data school districts file with Albany, with 12 across the state listed as significantly fiscally stressed. On the list locally are Lewiston Porter, Niagara-Wheatfield, and West Seneca. All three say there are problems. Many have been caused by Albany cutting aid and forcing cost increases, like DiNapoli's rising pension cost bills. The three local districts also say they're trying to cut costs and it hurts education. Niagara-Wheatfield Superintendent Lynn Marie Fusco says even looking ahead isn't easy.
To look out and try to predict what we're going to see over the next 3 to 5 years and put a plan together that's going to achieve incremental goals as we move toward that, let's say, 5-year endpoint, while maintaining as much program for students as possible.
After a series of cuts in state aid, Albany's expected to put a lot more money into aid in this election year while not changing much else. And even increasing aid overall doesn't always help an individual district. Lewiston Porter Superintendent Chris Roser says aid formulas mean some districts get more and some not much.
Lewiston Porter is seen as a relatively affluent school district, and so we're not going to get the state aid. So you're going to have some school districts going to get 8% or more. And you're going to have school districts like Lewiston Porter that will get a nominal amount.
Superintendents say it's not simple and not easy to hold down costs, and many difficult cuts have already been made, like major teacher and staff layoffs. They also say even if the number of students drops, as in most districts, staff cuts can be complicated. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.